Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the February 2015 celestial timings. And the biggest feature of this week is the Leo full moon on February 3rd, exact at 3:09 p.m. Pacific time, and passing Jupiter at 9:31 p.m. And the Leo full moon is exact at 14 Leo 48, almost 15 degrees Leo. And the reason this is significant is this is the degrees of the cross quarter. So February 4th, the sun will reach 15 degrees of Aquarius, and this representing the M-bulk cross quarter or Candlemas, the time that is halfway between the December solstice and the March equinox. So depending on what hemisphere you're in, the northern hemisphere, of course, that's between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, the opposite seasons in the southern hemisphere. And these cross quarter points, meaning that the sun has reached the halfway point, the exact halfway point between these two seasons, is a time that many cultures saw as extremely important. In the northern climates where the Celtic people lived, this would actually have marked the beginning of a new season. Instead of seeing it as the halfway point between seasons, they would have seen it as the beginning of a season, and that the solstices and equinoxes were actually the halfway points. So it's all dependent on our experience of where we are in the planet and what seasons we're experiencing. But these cross-quarter points were also seen as a time when you could access other realms and dimensions more easily, sort of an in-between time, a time when divination was done, ceremonies of lighting the fires, extinguishing the old fires and lighting the new fires were done to mark the end of a season and the beginning of a new season. The fires on the hilltops was one of the ways that that was done. And, you know, or in the temples, the temple fires that were burnt, always kept burning, and they would often extinguish those old fires and light new fires. Candlemas, and the ways that the Catholic Church, to discourage the old pagan, earth-based traditional ceremonies, they had created celebrations at that time so that people would still have something to celebrate. So Candlemas was the time of lighting candles, of course, the fire, lighting the fire for the new season. And it was a way that it helped to encourage people to move to a new way of seeing things. So it no longer was M-bulk, it became Candlemas, and we have this beautiful full moon rising the night of February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, really within the window of the cross quarter. And with Jupiter also there, Jupiter at 18 Leo, the moon will be exactly with Jupiter at 9:31 p.m. On the night of the 3rd. So that very, very full moon with bright Jupiter in the sky close to the head of the lion is going to be stunning and worth seeing, of course, if you get a chance to see it. If you don't get a chance to see it, you can get a sense of it through the star map in the written version of the timings, and tune into it that way if for some reason you have cloudy skies. So very exciting, and you know, we really focusing the energy on the experience of radiance, self-love, and how when we can really truly love who we are and know that our greatest gift to this life is to show up in love, in our love and in the light of who we are, that it doesn't matter so much what we do or how much we accomplish and achieve, although that can be fun and that can be great, so there's no judgment about that. But more importantly, it's not so much what we achieve. It's who we are and the light that we bring to the world that is of greatest value. And this Leo full moon is really reminding us of that. And so if we're not feeling loving towards ourselves, then it's hard to feel loving towards others. If we're not feeling loving towards ourselves, it may be because we have some judgment, self-judgment. We may have a sense that, you know, somehow we're not good enough. And so this is illuminating and maybe spotlighting what those pieces may be for, with a chance to really let go of anything that's in the way of our truly loving ourselves. I just had a chance to read something that Colin Tipping sent out on his Radical Forgiveness newsletter, which is a really great process, by the way. I highly recommend Radical Forgiveness, and that is a great way to get into self-love. And he basically says you have never, ever made a mistake, and that he has a workshop that you can go to that will, he guarantees that when you leave, you will fully believe that statement. And I thought that was really great. And I was like, how perfect and appropriate that is for this time, with Jupiter in Leo until August of this year, and with the power of this Leo full moon with Jupiter at the cross quarter, which is really emphasizing that it's, you know, we're not a mistake. We are being here, no matter what we've done. The main purpose of our being here, not to make money, not to make a name necessarily. I mean, not that those things aren't okay, but that what it really is to bring points of love and light onto the planet to help the planet in her ascension process that she's undergoing at this time. And so there's a lot of information out there that basically says that the greatest gift we bring to the planet at this time is our love and our light, that helps the earth more than anything else. So that, I feel, is a great message for the Leo full moon. And the other thing that's going to happen on February 2nd is the sun will be sextile Uranus at 13 degrees Aquarius, the sun, and 13 degrees Aries, Uranus. And that's the mark, that's the point of the Grand Cross that we had last year. So there's this activation. And the sun sextiles, always is sextiling a planet, either before it goes retrograde or after it's gone direct, and Uranus just went direct last month. And so this is that sextile time of within the cycle that lets us know that there's an integration point that comes, that is being anchored into our reality based on the fact that the sun and Uranus are in this relationship to one another. So if we also think of the sun as the source of light, it's the source of light, and it's the source of life for our planet. But that source of light that illuminates whatever it might be in relationship to, so illuminating something about Uranus that is the radical revolutionary, and that is helping us. And Aquarius is also revolutionary energy. In fact, Uranus is most like the Aquarius archetype. It resonates most with that archetype. Though in shamanic astrology, we actually look at every possible placement of every planet as having equal value and worth, but there are absolutely archetypes that are more resonant with the planet. So we're not using rulership, but we're moving out of hierarchical language, and we are using the expression of resonating, most resonant with those energies. So this sun sextile Uranus is powerful, and it is activating the Grand Cross degrees. So whatever was seated at that time is being activated as well. And that's really something that's at play for the whole first week of February as well. And as I mentioned, we do have this cross quarter time, and the moon by the day of the exact cross quarter, February 4th, will have moved into Virgo, is passing Regulus. So Regulus is currently at 0 degrees Virgo. It actually entered into, or the sign of Virgo began overlaying the star Regulus in 2011, and that began a new era. Now the seasonal signs have to do with like we could say Virgo is the 30 days before the September equinox. when the sun is in the sky, this is where the sun is in the sky at that time. So when the sun enters the sign or the season of Virgo, it is actually the right there with the star Regulus for the next 72 years, because it takes 72 years for a seasonal sign to move 1 degree. So at least for the next 72 years, it's in alignment with Regulus. And actually, we could say longer than that, because you know, anything that's within 6 degrees of Regulus, because Regulus is one of the Bohemian stars. So it's really for probably hundreds of years that the sun is activating Regulus at the at these seasonal points. Anyway, we're just getting a sense of the power of this this full moon window, including Jupiter in Leo. It's at the head of the, near the head of the lion. Regulus, the heart of the lion. The moon has moved to this point on February 4th, is activating that particular star, and the we could say the illumination or transmission from the moon, as it's still very full, coming from Regulus and getting us connected, more connected, or an opportunity to become more connected to heart energy, to that sense of healthy self-love. Not this sense of self-love that has to do with the entitlement, you know, I'm special, so you should treat me in a certain way. And that's actually one of the things I shared a little bit about in the written timings, because we have, we can sometimes have a fear that if we really value and love who we are, that maybe we're coming from a place of entitlement or selfish entitlement. And that's not the pure essence of what these Leo mysteries are about, and the mysteries of the heart and self-love. And so just tuning into that. Now, also on the 4th, we'll have Mercury retrograde catching up to Vesta. And Vesta is now being considered a dwarf planet. The last article I had actually read about that said it was being considered to be that that status, but apparently maybe there has been an update to that that I was recently told about. So so Vesta is becoming more significant in how we're perceiving her as the High Priestess, and what she brings into this time. And we really do more than ever need to honor the earth as sacred. All life is sacred. And so Mercury is bringing a message to that experience of how we might experience our sacred relationship to the earth and to life. So then on February 5th, Mercury will be sextile Saturn. Retrograde Mercury will be sextile Saturn. So, and Saturn has to do with what we're bringing into form. There's expansive messages coming from Mercury retrograde, the retrograde Mercury going deeper and deeper into the Aquarian mysteries to really activate and bring something forth. So we've got Mercury at 3, almost 4 degrees Aquarius, Saturn's at almost 4 degrees Sagittarius, and so they're coming together. Now, interestingly, Mercury moves fast. It actually circles the sun in 88 days, whereas Saturn, it takes almost 30 years for it to circle the sun, to make one complete spin around the sun. So Saturn moves slow, Mercury moves fast, and when the two come together, it could be something that is very helpful, because Saturn's moving so slowly, it can take time for things to change, and Mercury can be that inspiration, that spark that helps things to move more quickly. And because it's Aquarius, it has to do with something coming from a big picture point of view that can really help expand or shift our assemblage point, the way that we look at things, what's our point of view, so that we can have a more evolved, perhaps, expanded point of view that helps us in our journey. On February 6th, the Sun will be exactly opposite Jupiter. This is the opposition that happens during retrograde. Any of the outer planets will reach opposition to the Sun. Always, always, always they are retrograde when they reach opposition to the Sun. That is the the way that it works in terms of how we are seeing these planets in the sky. And so this is the center point of the retrograde. Jupiter will go direct on April 8th, and it will be around 12 degrees Leo. It's at about 17 Leo as it's reaching opposition to the Sun being around 17 Aquarius. So this is the time to really, again, you know, this is kind of a theme for this week, really tuning into how do we love ourselves. And if we're not loving ourselves, what's in the way? What judgment? What belief? What traumas or experiences of the past? Because what really matters is how we see ourselves. And we're the only ones that can change that. Nobody can do that for us. And so taking time to practice self-love, looking in the mirror, I think it's Louise Hayes who has the mirror practice of looking deeply into your eyes and telling yourself how much you love yourself and holding that gaze. And that's a great self-love practice. This is a great time to be practicing that. And if you are feeling that you're not good enough or you're not sufficient or that you've made mistakes, this is the time to practice radical forgiveness. And to forgive yourself and to know that you've not ever really made a mistake. So coming back to the whole radical forgiveness piece, I highly recommend that you consider going to the Radical Forgiveness website. I think it's radicalforgiveness.com and downloading the worksheet. And especially if there's anything that comes up for you this week where you feel that you're not loving yourself or you're judging yourself, or perhaps you find yourself not loving someone or judging someone else, and that's an opportunity for look at yourself where you may be judging that within yourself. And the other thing is that I kind of didn't mention this, but Venus will be catching up to Neptune on February 1st. So we actually begin the week with that. And so any of the illusions as the underworld, or as the goddess coming up from the underworld, Inanna, Venus, who's in her ascent process now, she is connecting to Neptune, who can help release her from whatever's holding her back from really being able to live the new dream of who she really is, having gone through that death process, and now she's in the process of ascent, ascending up through the gates. And Venus has gone through the second chakra gate, so she's really reclaiming the ways that she values herself and any illusions she still has about maybe not feeling value. And, you know, being from a patriarchal culture, it's easy for the feminine principle to not feel valued. And so Neptune is helping to dispel those illusions and to bring the nurturing, healing, warm energy of love and compassion to that, so that we can love ourselves and value ourselves. So that's really the biggest theme of the first week of February, and that carries through the whole entire month. So I'll just mention as I'm closing out this first week that if you are interested in joining our Venus Evening Star teleclass series with me and Tammy Bronk, we've had just such an amazing time, such a supportive community. We're working ceremonially with the Venus cycle, and there's still time. Venus has gone through the first two gates. Those classes are posted and available for you immediately, and then we'll be doing the third class on February 12th, and that'll be the solar plexus chakra and the reclaiming of personal power. So here's to this first week of February and deepening our ability to truly love ourselves in healthy ways.